So we're going to start with the body parts and then moving on to the elements after that. So find a posture you can sustain. For about half an hour. And then I'm just going to read, you know, those five body parts we can see with the eyes. First one is, and you just, you know, you can have your eyes closed. And when I read the words, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to think about it. Just allow it to emerging consciousness as you hear the words. And before we start with the meditation, you bring to mind again your motivation, your intention, why you are doing this. Why are you meditating with us today? Why did you come to this retreat? So we start with kesa, hair of the head. You can probably feel hair of the head when you hear it. You don't have to make any particular effort. Just allow it to emerge. Loma, hair of the body. Naka, nails. Danta, teeth. Tacho, skin. Tacho, skin. Danta, teeth. Naka, nails. Loma, hair of the body. Kesa, hair of the head. Kesa, hair of the head. Loma, hair of the body. Naka, nails. Danta, teeth. Tacho, skin. Tacho, skin. Danta, teeth. Naka, nails. Loma, hair of the body. Kesa, hair of the head. Kesa, hair of the head. Loma, hair of the body. Naka, nails. Danta, teeth. Tacho, skin. And now we can start, you know, from the top of the head to just scan over the head down to the toes, just being aware of skin. Skin. Head. Neck. Skin. Shoulders. Skin. Upper arms, skin. Lower arms, skin. Hands, skin. Torso, skin. Pelvis, skin. upper legs, skin, lower legs, skin, and feet, skin. This body is completely enclosed by skin. And now we go to the next layer, which is flesh, which is that which is between the skin and the bones. That's the flesh. We can just start at the toes, the feet, flesh, the soft parts, lower legs, flesh. Upper legs, flesh. Pelvis, flesh. Torso, flesh. Hands, flesh. Lower arms, flesh. Upper arms, flesh. Shoulders, flesh. Neck, flesh. Head, flesh. And now we go to the next layer, which is the bones. And the teeth are also part of the bones. And we start with the head, the skull bones, neck bones, shoulders, bones, upper arms, bones, lower arms, bones, and the hands, bones. Torso, bones, the spine and the rib cage, pelvis, bones, upper legs, bones, lower legs, bones, and the feet, bones. So that's the body. You know how it how the eyes meet the body from outside? We did that before, and now going down the three layers. It's a simplified version rather than looking at it with the 32 parts. This is a simple way of looking at the body, which is very grounding and cooling. And from that, you know, we are going now to look at the body in terms of the elements. There's four material elements, and we start with the earth element, which is particularly clear in the bones, the hardness structure. Hardness as opposed to softness, that's the quality of earth element. And we start on the head, being aware of earth element. You know, maybe you are pressing together your teeth, the hardness of that is a direct experience of earth element. We don't need to think about it or do anything particular. You know, just listening to what I'm saying and then allow the mind to perceive earth element simply, directly. Connecting with the skeleton. Then we come to the neck, earth element. Shoulders, earth element. Upper arms, earth element. Lower arms, earth element. Hands, earth element. Torso, earth element. Pelvis, earth element. Upper legs, earth element. Lower legs, earth element. Feet, earth element. This body is permeated by earth element. Earth element internally and earth element externally in the mountains and the rocks is exactly the same earth element. Earth element is empty, empty of a self. And if we don't take in earth element through food for 1 or 2 months, this body is shutting down. It can't live without a constant exchange with the environment. And then we can also become aware of the cushion or the chair which we are sitting on, the hardness. That's the external earth element. It's just a manner of speaking internal and external. In reality, they don't exist. Earth element is just earth element. And we are sitting on this vast earth element of the planet in constant exchange with it, sensing the gravity which keeps us pulled towards it. And then there's also some water element in there, otherwise the earth element would be just like quicksand. Water element stands for cohesion, fluidity, wetness. Water element. And we can be particularly aware of the water element in the flesh, the bloodstream and all of the other liquids which permeate the flesh, fleshy parts of the body. We can start at the feet, becoming aware of water element. The lower legs, water element. Upper legs, water element. Pelvis, water element. Torso, water element. shoulders, water element. Upper arms, water element. Lower arms, water element. Hands, water element. Torso, water element. Shoulders, water element. Neck, water element. The head, water element. This whole body is permeated by water element. Water element internally and water element externally are exactly the same. The rains and the rivers and lakes, the ocean. Water element is empty, empty of a self. And if we don't drink for about 3 days, the body shuts down. There needs to be a constant exchange. And internally and externally are just a manner of speaking. And for the water element, you know, to operate in the body, it needs to have a certain temperature. If it's too cold, it freezes. If it's too hot, it evaporates. So there's only a certain temperature range where the body can really flourish, about between 35 and 90 degrees Fahrenheit. And this is the fire element, which is heat and coolness. And we can become aware of it, in particular on the skin, or in the mouth, palms of the hands, under the arms, fire element. Comes from the sun. And we start sweeping, you know, from the head, fire element. Neck, fire element. Shoulders, fire element. Torso, fire element. Pelvis, fire element. Upper legs, fire element. Lower legs, fire element. And feet, fire element. This whole body is permeated by fire element. Which comes from the sun. And we can also, you know, take it into the body by eating. Do this. Digestion process produces fire element. Fire element internally and fire element externally are exactly the same. And temperature is a result of motion. And motion is the wind element. Expansion, contraction of the body when we are breathing in and breathing out. And movement, per se. That's the wind element. everything is in constant movement. Vibration, oscillation. And we can, you know, feel that in the body, in particular through the breathing process. Arising and ceasing, constant change, constant movement. The wind element. And then the body is sitting in space, space element. There's also spaces in the body like the cavity of the mouth and the ears, rib cage. And space, we are sitting in space. The space doesn't end at the walls of the room, just goes on, limitless, space element. Listening into the space, listening into the silence, while at the same time, you know, being aware of the body sitting and breathing in and breathing out in the periphery. And allowing the body to just dissolve into the space. This body is empty. Empty of a self. Which means it doesn't exist from its own side. But the body is a process, a coming together of causes and conditions, a coming together which is constantly changing. Because the body is empty, empty of a self. And that experience, you know, helps us to wash away the clinging. Because if the mind sees clearly, it adapts. So being aware of the body's breathing and at the same time being aware of the space and that which knows the body and the space. So dropping the objects now, the body and the space, and just being aware of the knowing. Conscious awareness. And I'm becoming aware of the subtle joy of being in the present moment, being the knowing. When the mind is not concerned with the body, with how it looks and how it works, the mind has let go just for this time. Temporary liberation of the mind. When greed and aversion and delusion have just temporarily been at peace, giving us this taste of the goal of the practice, letting go of all preferences, letting go of all clinging, and just being the knowing. We are soon coming to the ending of the meditation and are reflecting on impermanence. Even, you know, a beautiful meditation has to end for now. Everything which has a beginning has an end. It's just coming back to the body, earth element. Earth element on earth element. And gently, you know, opening your eyes. And then reflecting on clarity. Clarity about all of those truths. The body is part of nature, and nature has its own intelligence, and we can align ourselves with that. Or if we don't, we will have a lot of more suffering than if we do.